Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. We said one of the most important keys of life is understanding the adequates of eating and drinking. So we don't do anything wrong by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this beautiful, delicious blessing that He gave us. So when it comes to eating and drinking, we've been told to make sure that we wash our hands before and after. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, غَسْلُ الْيَدَيْنِ قَبْلُ الطَّعَامِ وَبَعْدُهُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الرَّزْقِ. Washing one's hand before and after increases one's rizq. Now, the question that pops into mind is, what is the relationship between washing our hands and sustenance and rizq? Now, I can't give you a comprehensive answer or the actual answer to why is this, because only Allah knows why is this. And we don't have much a hadith that explains the link and relationship between these things in life. But all we can say is that the food that Allah gave us, if it's taken from a pure source, if it is done from, or was taken from a halal source, if it's been done and cooked in a proper halal manner, so it becomes a pure food. Now, a pure food, which is a pure blessing from Allah, it needs to be eaten with something pure as well, at least in terms of physicality. Your hands need to be pure as well. So if you wash your hand and you consume the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure hand, Allah says, well, my servant has respected my food that I have given him, which is a sustenance. Therefore, I will increase it. So the more we do for Allah, the more Allah will do for us. He says, you know, the Quran, the verse from the Quran that says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, I will increase. So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just verbal, it's actually practical. So when I come to the meal with washing my hands, trying to, you know, because I say, well, this is a meal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to come to it. In the same way we come to salah with wudu, with purity, I come to food with purity by washing my hands. Allah says, this is a form of thanking me. You thanked me, I will increase your rizq. So you can see there's a bit of link there. Also, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he says, صاحب الرحل يتوضا أول القوم قبل الطعام. وآخر القام بعد الطعام. This is the person who, you know, in this hadith says الرحل, the person who is in charge of the caravan, which means the host himself. If you invite people over your house, you should be the first to wash your hands, because if you wash your hands, then you make it easier for people to wash their hands. Because sometimes you could go to a household and the person does not care about this, and you feel, I don't know, very awkward asking him to wash your hands. But if he does it in front of people, then it makes it easier for them to wash their hands. And he should be the last to wash his hands, so to give people the chance to wash their hands. So this is just the importance of washing one's hands. Now let's take a break and we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. So we're talking about washing our hands prior to eating. A hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "Al-wudu'u qabla at-ta'am wa ba'duhu yizidani fi rizq." Again, there's an emphasis on washing one's hand before eating. Now, the Imam uses the word wudu, and all the other hadith pretty much also uses the word wudu. The word wudu here, it means to wash one's hand, not to do ablution for salah, because you know the ablution we do for salah, the wudu for salah, tahara for salah, is different than this one here. So we use the same term, but it's actually in this one it means to wash one's hand. I mean, if you want to do wudu completely before you eat, that's even nurun ala nur, right? Even more better. But wudu in this sense, they meaning washing our hands. So he says, if you do that, it increases your rizq. So you see the hadith from the Prophet, from Amir al-Mu'mineen, from Imam al-Baqir, from Imam Sadiq and other imams, they emphasize on the fact that if you wash your hands before you eat, Allah will increase your rizq. So do that. It's very simple, very easy. He also said, "Al-wudu'u qabla at-ta'am yabda'u sahibu al-bayt li'alla yahtashimu ahad." You, the host, always have to wash before everyone so they do not feel embarrassed and shy. And then he says, "Fa'idha fariga min at-ta'am," when he finishes from the food, "Yabda'u an al-yamin al-bab hurran kana wa 'abda." So if you're sitting in a gathering, those who are on the right hand side to the door, they should begin first. They should go out to wash their hand first. It doesn't matter whether they are a slave or a free person, because sometimes, you know, we say, oh no, we say, okay, the ones that we give them too much respect, we say, oh, this one we should wash first. The Imam says no. Whoever closer to the door should be the first. And meaning there's no difference in ranking. You are the first close to the door from the right-hand side, you should be the first to go and wash. And then the Imam alayhi salam, again, he says, "Idha akala al-khubz." Oh, this is a narration. He talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He says, kind of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was, "Idha akala al-khubz," when he eats bread, "wal-laham," and meat, especially these two, "ghasala yadayhi ghaslan jayyida," when he wants to eat bread and meat, he would wash his hand extensively, not just any wash. Like he goes, you know, sometimes you just open the tab, you just, you know, wash your hand and you walk out. No, this time the Prophet washes it thoroughly. ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِفَاضِلِ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي فِي يَدِهِ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. And then the excess water that he has that's left on his hand, he washes his face with it. So the Prophet gives a special respect to bread and meat, because these are the most nutritions, that, or at least let's say, they are the most eatable items that we have, bread and meat. And these are the two that we need the most. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, he values them as special gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he washes his hands thoroughly. And whatever left from that water, he would wash his face with it. So these are just some adequates in regards to washing our hands. It does not take me and you more than, I don't know, 5 seconds to wash our hands. And we do that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us great, great rewards for so. So let us learn that adequate of eating. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.